It's 1 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria 33, Johannesburg, Emalahleni and Polokwane 31 degrees.
First crash of the afternoon. It's over in Heidelberg, N3 South. A truck crash near the De Hoek Plaza causing some delays. And Sandton, more delays. Winnie Mandela Drive South as you approach Republic Road.
As the energy regulator prepares to announce its decision on Eskom's tariff hike application this afternoon, the DA has made a final demand for NERSA to reject the power utility's request. NERSA's considering Eskom's application for a tariff increase of 36% in 2025 and 12% in 2026.
Over 130,000 South Africans have already signed our petition, standing united with us in opposition to this unjustified hike. The DA demands that NERSA reject Eskom's request for a tariff increase and instead insist on meaningful reforms that address Eskom's operational and financial failures before considering any further hikes.
That's the DA's Kevin Milam. Now, some South Africans say they simply cannot afford exorbitant electricity tariffs.
People's salaries are not going up at the rate that Eskom is putting the price hikes up. So it's just not possible for people to be able to pay this kind of percentage.
This man agrees.
Residents are already struggling with high living costs, and another electricity tariff increase will make things worse.
Now, at the same time, economists predict the South African Reserve Bank is likely to cut interest rates by another 25 basis points. If lowered, this could be good news for indebted South Africans, as it would bring the repo rate down to 7.50% and the prime lending rate to 11%. And Asansi Mahobu has more.
An official interest rate announcement is expected by Reserve Bank Governor Lesetša Ganyao this afternoon after the latest Monetary Policy Committee meeting earlier this week. Lowered rates would mark the third consecutive cut following a cumulative 50 basis point reduction in 2024. Ganyao, however, recently warned that certain U.S. policies could disrupt efforts to reduce interest rates by driving inflation higher. At the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, he stated increased trade tariffs also has potential to slow disinflation and force central banks to tighten monetary policy. Anastasi Mokhobu for Jacaranda FM News.
In big court news at lunchtime, the case against Mkhonto we Sizwe commander Duduzile Zuma Sambudla has been postponed to March. The 42-year-old was released by the court on a warning. She appeared before the Durban Magistrates Court today on a charge of inciting terrorism and public violence during the July 2021 unrest. 300 people died.
It is technical investigation. It is investigation that some of the parts of the investigative process had to be outsourced in terms of experts on social media, because SAPS doesn't have an expert in social media. Secondly, there's issue of emojis, the issue of images that needed to be interpreted by an expert in that field.
That's the National Prosecuting Authority's Mtuzi Maga. And we end off in Sweden, where a man who reportedly burnt the Quran in 2023 has been shot dead. It sparked outrage in many Muslim countries. Police confirmed Salwan Mika's death. A Stockholm court was due to rule today whether the Christian Iraqi who burnt Qurans at a slew of protests was guilty of inciting ethnic hatred. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 2.
Of more music you love with Alex J on Jacaranda FM.
I never met you, but I wanted to invite you to the party. And you walked in with those green eyes, never stolen by nobody. And they flicker to the future for a moment I could picture. Then you touch me and I come back, and we're talking on the staircase about your big dreams on the big screens out of Georgia. Now you're lonely in this city, lying with me, and you're scared it's moving quickly. Oh, now you're crying.